Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Internet radio, you dig? Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzom. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Music, please. All right. Track by a whole bunch of producers, C. Murphy, Track Pros, myself, Next Tail Nails in the background playing. A couple other people President, a couple more people. Anyway, welcome to the show. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That's the number. That's the web address to the show. Hold on a second. I got a crack open on damn beer. My bad. The cooler just a little bit over here. Yeah. I'm getting wasted tonight. Because I'm in denial that I'm a fucking alcoholic. And it's obvious. It's obvious that I'm an alcoholic. But I drink a lot. Oh, yeah. Love a cold one, baby. Love a cold one. Great. So I'm an alcoholic. It's obvious. I'm not denying that, people. Episode 154. Denying the obvious. But first, you know how this works. I got to give you the rundown just in case it's the first time you heard the show. I get new listeners all the time. So pay attention. We're on Facebook. Go to Facebook and do a search for us, K100. Just type in the letter K, the number 100. When you see the middle finger up, that's us. K100 Talking Indie Music. That's the official fan page. Make sure you like that. All of my K100 people who really listen to my show, because I've got way more people that listen to the show than actually is like the Facebook page. Like the Facebook K100 page. Not the private group. Not me. The actual K100 fan page. Like it. Do it now. I also have anger management. But I'm not denying the obvious. But anyway, MySpace.com/K100Radio. That's the website, all right? That's the website on MySpace, all right? We're also on iTunes. We're also on iTunes. Check us out on iTunes in the podcast section up under the iTunes store up under K100. Subscribe to our podcast. It's totally free. The podcast is just a replay of all the shows, just in case you can't tune in live to us during live hours, which are, by the way, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. All right? Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's the official hours for the K100 show, all right? That's when you guys tune in to the show, okay? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, all right? Want to remind everybody the email address for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Send all your correspondence there. Artists, or if you know anyone that's an artist that's interested in getting their music played on K100 Internet Radio, by all means, send it to me in an MP3 format. Just make sure it's some good music. If the shit is whack, and not necessarily whack meaning a style, you know what I'm saying, a style of music or whatever, I mean whack sounds like you recorded it on your cell phone in the bathroom. Don't send me no shit like that I can barely play. I can't even understand what the fuck you're saying. How the hell is it going to sound good over internet radio, which is broadcasting mono, by the way, just in case you people didn't know. All right? So, if it sounds like shit in my computer, It's going to sound like shit coming across my internet station, and therefore, it's not going to happen, all right? But if you got some good music or you know somebody that's got some good music, K100Radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100. I had people hit me up. I typed out K100, and it kept coming back. God damn it. Have you not seen the logo? K100. The letter K, the number 100. All right? Thanks for your support. All right. So I'm not going to do a long, drawn-out introduction today. Everybody knows what it is. MySpace, Facebook, iTunes, Blog Talk. Do it now. Moving along. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 154. Denying the obvious. I started out the show when I cracked open a beer. Thinking about rolling the blunt while I'm doing the show also. You see, the point is, people, I don't deny the obvious fact that I'm a bit of an alcoholic, okay? I drink a lot. I like getting wasted. I like feeling drunk, okay? It's fun to me. So, I don't do it when the time's not right. So, therefore, I don't want to say I'm a raging alcoholic. I don't know if I need to go to intervention or an AA meeting because I don't go to work pissy drunk and I don't be pissy drunk trying to drive and all this kind of other shit. But I drink a lot. I can say I'm a bit of an alcoholic, all right? Cool, whatever. I know motherfuckers who can't even function, who need to be on intervention, and want to fight you if you call them an alcoholic. Just one of the small examples of what I'm going to be touching on tonight on the show, okay? So I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. This is what I do for every single episode of K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? Everybody knows that, all right? So I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to get to the phone lines, okay? You guys hit me up, 347-934-0966. Hold on, I think my homie's on the line, Chris. Noonan.
Whoa, what's up?
Homie, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show. We driving in early. I'm going to read the synopsis, and then me and you, we're going to do our back and forth and let these people get on the phone line, and we're going to see what's popping, all right?
Already.
So, without further ado, episode 154. Sometimes, people can live with blinders on. You know how they put blinders on horses, Noonie, so they can run straight, so they don't look to the side, so they don't get distracted by the horse's neck move?
I think
a majority of the population, you know, people have these blinders on, and they're not born with them. Because you ever notice when you be around kids say the darndest shit? That's because kids really don't have a brain-mouth filter. They just say what they see. That's the beauty of them. They haven't learned to put the blinders on, and they haven't learned to be fake yet. So they just say it. Oh, right. Wow, Daddy, look at that fat-ass woman right there. Not ass, but still, you know. That happened to me a couple times. Man, she fat. That's because they see
it. Her breath stinks.
Yeah, it's obvious. Kids are the best barometers of being trio, because they're going to keep it 100 most of the time. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm going to keep reading. It may be a way to cope with the problem that they have, you know, that they don't have an answer for. You feel me? Some people cope with things in different ways, all right? So, you know, they may deny the obvious because it may be a way to cope with a problem that they have no answer for and they can't fix, or they feel like they can't fix. Or it may be that they don't even know that the problem exists. Now, these are the ones I'm attacking tonight. You feel me? Because you know the problem exists, and you're going to try and tell me it don't, but I know you know, and we're going to go back and forth with a couple people. I think we all have been guilty of this at some point in our life, all right? We just don't like to look at the ugly side of ourselves, you know what I'm saying, or someone we love, all right? It's like people who deny they got badass kids. Your kid's bad as fuck, bitch. Sit that little bad motherfucker down some goddamn well. And start acting like it's always a goddamn teacher fault, bitch. But I'm going hard on them parents tonight. I can't wait for them to call. Instead, we just deny the obvious, which is the title of the show, that we or the person that we love is an alcoholic, they're abusive, they have a gambling problem, or sometimes they really just don't fucking love you. All right? Sometimes people can show you 1,000 ways north of fucking Sunday that they don't love you, but you fucking sit here and say he loves you. The nigga beat your ass, but he loves you. All right. Sometimes the obvious truth is so painful or difficult to face, it's easier to deny. It's easier to deny it than to face it. Now, I think this is what we're going to be talking about. This is what people are doing. So many people, a whole bunch of people. I'm just sick of it. But the thing about it that always comes out, and it always comes to a point that you can't deny it anymore. Once again, anything that you're denying that's blatantly obvious, you can deny it and deny it. But if you keep on living, if the globe's still spinning, it will come to a head. It will come to a point that you can no longer simply deny it. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it's immediately. When it's obvious, those are the smart people. Right? The ones that take 10 years to realize the motherfucker got a drinking problem, and the whole time he's been beating you every time he gets drunk, he can't keep a job because he's always getting wasted. It took you 10 years to realize he's an alcoholic and he needs help. This show's for you. All right? This phenomenon isn't just close to people. There are governments that practice this, just denying the obvious. Mainly our own government, all right? We're in denial that this country is going into the tank. But in fact, it is. In fact, it is if we don't change some things, all right? American car companies denied the obvious when they thought that building those bullshit subpar cars would somehow magically outsell Japanese. Had to bail them out. So it's not just people. Companies deny the obvious. And for whatever reason, sometimes the reasons are really sinister in nature. Sometimes people know and they deny it even though they really know it, and they deny it just to be sinister. And we'll talk about that. Denying the obvious is something that every race, sex, nationality of people do. Every country's done it. Artists, musicians do it. Athletes do it. So here go the questions for episode 154. Have you ever denied something? Have you ever denied something that was obvious only to ask yourself later, I knew it all along. Why the fuck didn't I see it? Question number two. What do you think is the number one thing people deny that is obvious? That is a very tough question. I'd like to hear everybody's opinion on that. I'm going to go with racism. That's my answer for that. What you think, Nooney?
You already know.
Yeah. I think racism is going to be my answer. But I'd like to hear other people's opinion. Question number three. Have you ever denied something that was obvious because you loved another person or because you hated them? Sometimes women and men, some of these bitch niggas too, some of you niggas can be bitches too, but women, some women, especially trifling hoes, and you know there's a difference, but some of them will deny that a man is a good father just because he don't fuck them no more. He ain't paying enough child support. Epic failure, bitch. But once again, the question is, have you ever denied something that was obvious because you loved another person or hated them? Question number four is there an addiction that you obviously have but deny it because you think it makes you appear a certain way to people? Like if you obviously a fucking sex fiend, you love fucking, but you don't want to be seen as, you don't want to be called a hoe. So you downplay it. You only come to K100 to talk about it. You really don't talk about it around everybody else, because you know we don't give a fuck over here. But question number five. Have you ever had to live with someone who had an obvious problem but denied it? And how did you handle that? And six is, has denying something that is obvious ever gotten you or someone you know hurt? So were you ever the mama who denied that her boyfriend was abusive and the whole time your child was getting the shit beat out of him? Because you in denial, bitch. Stuff like that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the line. I'm going to chop it up with Nooney before I jump to the rest of these calls. You feel me? 347-934-0966. All right, Nooney.
Yo.
So, I got a question for you, homie. All right. Have you ever denied something that was obvious only later to go back and say to yourself, I knew that shit all along. Why didn't I see it? Or why did I deny it? Why didn't I see it?
Have you ever done it?
Everybody has, man.
Yeah. I haven't done it.
I'm waiting to kill a motherfucker tonight that tell me they ain't.
I mean, you might have. No, out of like the 8 billion people on Earth, it might be like 12 people that have never done that before.
I wouldn't
like,
know.
Yeah, you, but hey, guess what? You probably will never meet them.
So what was it that you were in denial about that was obvious and you just...
I think I denied that I had a temper and an anger problem.
You know what? People with anger management issues are... You know what? That's going to be a... You know what, man? I don't know, man. To be honest with you, that might be... For question two, that could be a number... That could be the answer also, man. Because that's one thing that you I noticed about people with anger management problems. They always, they never say it. Like, they have, sometimes you have to, something drastic has to happen. They have to get fucked up because they lost their temper or some shit in order for them to actually admit that it happens. But until something drastic happens, a lot of people with anger problems really never really admit it. That's the truth.
Right.
I don't know. That might be the answer to number two, man. You feel me? I mean, it might be because, you know, of course, the second question I asked is, what do you think is the number one thing people deny that is obvious? So I said racism. You feel me? Because a lot of times in our society, we have acts of racism that just go and people just, you know, try to make up a million and one fucking excuses about the shit. And I'm like, man, that's just being, he's just a racist. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck do you mean? And a lot of times people deny that it's racism because, oh, we're past that or whatever the fuck bullshit reason they try and come up with. But what do you think, though? But I don't know, man. Anger management is a close second, if not first.
Yeah, man. I mean, definitely, man. That's something that I used to always say. It wasn't me. It was you know, it's everybody else.
Right. So, and I'm gonna ask you. Well, you know, of course, I'm gonna ask you down the line, which you can tie back into that particular question, because the fifth question kind of goes back into the original anger management issue with you. All right. Have you ever denied something that was obvious because you loved another person or you hated them? Either or. Have you ever denied something that was obvious? Like, have you ever been with a girl and you loved her so much you denied she was a hoe? Even though you know she was fucking some other niggas?
Yeah. Now, it wasn't that exact thing, but yeah, I did deny that this one chick was not right for me. I mean, you know, because she really wasn't right for me. If you take your relationship and you add it up like a math problem, you know, and you know, it's always negative. It's always subtracting. It's never adding. Then she's not right. But for some crazy reason, she had that hold on me. You feel me?
Was it the pussy? No, man. I never can get trapped by something like that.
You feel me? You know, for me, it's going to have to go deep, you know, deeper than
right.
that. You feel me?
Right.
It's going to have to go way deeper than that because
that ain't nothing
to me.
So let me ask you this. Well, I got you on the phone because this is what I want to get into on the discussion. Because the name of the show is Denying the Obvious. What obvious signs did you have that she wasn't right for you, that you just saw and just ignored or what? What were the obvious signs?
I mean, it's like when you give a person something, it don't have to be money, and they won't give it back to you, then it's obvious. When you do for a person and they know that you're doing for them and they will and they don't appreciate it and they don't do back for you, then those are obvious signs. And I don't care what nobody say, those are obvious signs.
That's a real good one. I like that. Unequalness, the unequality in a relationship is a telltale sign that that person is not right for you. If you give and they don't give back, that's a sign. If you're in a relationship now, not just somebody you fucking, but in a relationship. You feel what I'm saying? But I dig that one. That's a good answer. All right. Is there an addiction that you obviously have but deny it because you think it makes you appear a certain way to other people? Or any addiction you have, you got no qualms about saying it?
Sometimes I spend too much money on stuff that I really don't need.
I got that problem too. When I have it, you know what I'm saying? I can have it
right.
And really know I don't need to spend it on that, but you know, it's because I got it and I really don't need it. But I think every fucking American is like that. Not every American, but I think this country does that to you. You feel me? Because we especially living in fucking Atlanta, man, I swear this motherfucker is the keep up with the Joneses capital. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's like the capital of keeping up with the Joneses right here in this place. And a lot of people live above their means just to keep up appearances here. So I know it's a whole bunch of people that's got spending addictions and spending problems. That's probably something people won't even bring up, though. You feel me? They won't even think to say that. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to act. And it's a problem. It's an addiction. But people don't even think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, a lot of people are shallow. They don't have they don't swim up in a deep pool. You know, everything is kind of like real simple for them, you know, which actually everything else is simple too, even the complicated stuff, you know. So yeah, I mean, you know, depending on the type of mind frame that they have. You feel me?
Right, exactly. Now, have you ever had to live with someone who had an obvious problem but denied it? And how did you handle that?
It turned out until I didn't say nothing. Then it turned, and I'm gonna tell you what the problem was after I tell you what happened.
Okay.
You know, it turned out to I was trying to just pay attention and see what was going on. Then it turned into, you know, more face to face type of questioning. And you know, it's kind of sad when I have to question a grown man. You know, but then it turned into arguments. Then it turned into like, you know, brutality. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The dude was really tripping, man. I mean, you know, he was letting the drugs take over his mind. You know,
uh-huh.
He was on, he's crack and all that, and you know, it's just too much. You know, some it's only so much that a person who doesn't do crack is gonna take from a person that do crack. You kind of see what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what is so did you just? You just y'all it got physical and you just left or y'all had to part ways?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
right.
of course we had to part ways, man. I mean, with some of my people we can fight and it's all good. It just really depends on the relationship, but ours was always scarred. I mean,
right.
From birth. It was always scarred. So it's like, nah, homie, you gotta stay away from you. You know, you gotta stay away from me, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So last question. Has denying something that is obvious ever gotten you or someone you know physically hurt? And this goes back to the now emotionally, you probably got emotionally hurt with the girlfriend, but did it ever hurt you physically in any kind of way or something? Anything?
Yeah, man. This might be a little bit different than what you're asking, but I had denied, you know, some situations to my people. You know, I had some issues. With some fellas, and I was probably always gonna handle stuff on my own. So you know, I ended up getting jumped by like probably like 26 people. So yeah, I definitely got hurt, you know, in that one.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, what was obvious? Was it obvious that they was gunning for you?
Yeah, I mean it was obvious, you know. But I was on some stuff like, you know, like. Maybe about a good 2 years before that was even happening. Like I was really knocking heads off shoulders. You feel me?
Uh huh.
And I kind of just felt like, you know, ain't nobody gonna touch me.
Right.
I was really tripping though. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it all worked out, man. Cause at least 12 of them had to see me one on one. You feel me?
Right. 12.
So
hey. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with getting a little get back. You feel what I'm saying? So, in conclusion, Noni, to me, I feel like is like the average person. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I think the average person is going to have an answer to every one of these questions if you live long enough. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, I mean, you really don't got to live that long. You make it a teenage, you know, you make it to be a teenager, you pretty much be able to answer most of these questions with the resounding answer for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're from a rough background or a low-income background or from the hood or anything, however you want to term it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But these questions are not really something that people are going to sit back and be like, I really can't. Nah, I'm expecting everybody to answer these fucking questions because if you've been through some shit, you should be able to. You feel what I'm saying? Just like him and just like everybody else on the phone line. Once again, the number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. Next up, Michigan girl, Noonie, I'm leaving your mic open. All
right.
Michigan girl, what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for calling the show, you dig. All right, once again, everybody, 347-934-0966. And hit the number one. Now just call and don't want to talk. I know, but hit the number one. All right, episode 154. I don't know why I have so many people that don't want to talk. Noonie, do you have a lot of people on the line that just don't want to talk, they just listen?
Sometimes, man, but sometimes I get that, and then I be like, man, I'm finna cut this show off, man. I'll holler at y'all next time, and then y'all stop pushing one.
Right. Just threaten them. Threaten them with violence. Not violence. All right, Michigan girl. Noonie Junior's on the line with us, so he's going to be engaging in the conversation.
What's up, Noni? What's up?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, hold up, man. If you want me to get like somebody to call in, I'll make that happen.
Oh no, I got people on the line. I'm just wondering why some of the people on the line are not hitting number one. But I mean, some of the people I know, some of the numbers I know they at work. Like I see four numbers right here, and I know they be at work, so they can't talk, but they just be listening like on their Bluetooth. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, I know them, but I got a couple of people who's maybe it's just their first time, and they just kind of shy. But if you want to talk to me, you gotta hit the number one on your keypad, like the little lady says when you first chime in. I know y'all heard her. You gotta hit the number one in order to get on the show, in order for me to talk to you. But please don't hang up. Don't hang up because I need these numbers. I'm glad you checking in to K100 Radio. Okay, Mr. King Girl. Have you ever denied something that was obvious only later to ask yourself, I knew that shit all along. It was right in my face. Why didn't I see it? Or why didn't I do anything about it?
Yeah, who hasn't?
I mean, so what was it, though?
I was in denial about a relationship because I was trying to make it work for, you know, the kids or whatever, but I knew that shit wasn't going to work. So
uh-huh.
I was in denial, and I was like, okay, I can make it work. It's going to work. Bullshit.
I don't know, Noonie. We got a close number. We got another one that's probably going to be a number one, too. What you think about that
one? Hey, I like her response because, you know, a lot of women try to act like they don't do stuff like that. But, I mean, she's just representing, you know, the true story. You know, that's something that you know, she was thinking about the kids. She was probably thinking about herself, too, you know, trying to just make, you know, trying to make it work. And, you know, she knew it wasn't going to work because that dude was a liar, a cheater, a dog, a fool, a hooligan. But, hey. He just did what 99% of all black women do.
Right. And so okay, so then let me ask you this, since you're saying that, Noonie, what I got on the line. Is that right there, I'm not even going to change it. I'm not even going to ask the question, is it? It is denying the obvious, but this is a question that just came up in my brain. Is denying the obvious sometimes in the best interest of, can it be in the best interest of you or your family? Does that excuse it? I don't know if it's going to excuse it, but...
I'm not going to say that it excuses it, but it justifies it. If it's the first time, maybe the second time, but if it's the third, fourth, fifth, then, you know, I mean, there's no excuse, there's no justification. You are stuck on stupid, and this is what you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You like to get played.
What you think, Michigan girl?
I mean, I don't think it excuses it, but I do think, like Noonie said, it kind of justifies it a little bit because, you know, you're trying to make, and in my situation, it didn't get, like, really bad until the end, so it wasn't like, oh, you know, he beating on me or he just out here, you know, wild and out crazy. It was just that we couldn't get along. We had a whole bunch of differences of opinion, but towards the end, trying to make it work and trying to force something that wasn't going to work is what made it bad. So I don't think it ever excuses it, especially when you know, but I can kind of understand it, and it gives it a little bit of justification.
All right, so what do you think is the number one reason, or I mean, the number one thing people love to deny that is obvious? I said that people love, I don't even know if my number one is the number one. This is what I think. But Noonie named a good one. You just named a good one. But I think that it's racism. I think people deny racism all the time and try and make it seem like it's not racism, especially in this country, when it be obvious racism. But, I mean, that may not be the number one. Noonie said his thing was he denied that he had an anger problem. I actually believe that could be a number one thing that people could... Yeah. People with anger management issues always deny it until something drastic happens as a result of their anger, and they have to face it.
Right.
But what do you think?
You know what? I like all of those, but I'm also going to say, to me, a number one issue that people deny that's obvious is when they have, like, a drug addiction problem, be it drugs, alcohol. You know, they have some real addiction, and they like to deny it because they don't want, you know, to admit it, or they don't want to feel some type of way. Oh, I got this under control, or, you know, whatever. And I've lived through that, so that would be one of my top ones, along with racism and then the anger, too. So I can't pick just one. All three of them is, like, tied up.
Yeah, but then somebody's going to say something later, and we're going to be like, ooh, that's a good one, too. So,
yeah, that's the thing. Somebody always going to say something. You're going to be like, ooh,
why are we denying? Noonie, why are we denying all this obvious shit, all these things? Why are these things just, why do people
the
do
reason
this?
Why the reason why people deny it is because we've been taught that ridicule is a bad thing, and criticism is a bad thing, and consequences, you know, are a bad thing. So we're gonna do anything that it takes to keep ourselves out of that light, even if we might be actually going through it. But if we let everybody else know that we're going through it now, we feel like we're less of a person. And, you know, that's why a lot of people do it. I think some people do it just because they think that they're right all of the time. They can never be wrong. And, I mean, it's so many reasons on why people do stuff like that. We could go on for days.
Yeah, for really. We really could, just with this one subject. Michigan girl, have you ever denied something that was obvious because you loved another person or you hate them? That's kind of like what you did already, because you loved your love for your kids and wanted them to have a stable household or whatever. You kind of denied the obvious then because you loved your kids enough to try and make a bad relationship work, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty much
an obvious one with what you said.
Yeah.
Is there an addiction that you obviously have but deny it because you think it's it makes you appear a certain way to people? I'm just throwing it out. I'm just asking a question to people.
I can be honest. I'm going to be honest. Dang, it is K100. Okay, we're going to keep it real. I do have a slight sex addiction.
That's right. Okay.
Only reason why I don't, like, I might deny it is because people, if you say that or you, especially as a woman, if you say you love sex or you like sex, people automatically, especially other women, want to put this whole title on there. And I don't sleep with a lot of people, men, whatever, but the fact is, if I'm with somebody and that's who I'm with, oh, yeah, we're going to get it in, and I might want to get it in every day, 2-3 times a day. But people will take that and be like, oh, she's just a hoe or whatever, so you just keep certain things, you know, to yourself, and you don't tell everybody.
So, you like the fuck. Now, K100 knows this. You feel me? The people at K100 knows this. This is how we get down to K100, for those of y'all who've never listened to the show. You feel me? I think that sex with women, for some reason, I absolutely agree with what you're saying. For some reason, if women, like people can, and Noonie probably can attest to this, people can listen to my show. I don't know if you've been through this, Noonie, but people can listen to my show and then hit me up about something a female said on my show, in case they think I know them or whatever, thinking that, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the pussy, or thinking that the pussy easy to get and all this kind of shit, just because on the show they talked about how much they love to suck dick.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you, Noonie?
It happens every day, because you know it's a lot of talk about that on mine. You
right,
know, they
right.
talk about sucking toes and sucking wings and everything on there. So, yeah, I be getting it all, man.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why, you know, and I give it to the ladies, man. What K100 disclaimer? Ladies, you can love to fuck without being a hoe. All right, just because you love to fuck don't necessarily make you a hoe. All right, it doesn't mean that. All right, so if that's the reason why you feel like you can't talk about your sexuality or whatever, fuck them. They probably ain't getting them. And you do you. Okay. So now, Michigan girl, have you ever had to live with someone who had an obvious problem? And I already know your answer to this one, but I would like for you to tell the people on the show, because everybody on the phone line has never heard it. But have you ever had to live with someone who had an obvious problem but denied it, and how did you handle it?
Yeah, had to live with someone who obviously had a problem, had a drug problem. I mean, there wasn't a lot I could handle because I was still a child, so I just kind of had to suffer through the situation because the person was my parent, you know, it was my mother, and so I'm still a child, so I'm just, like, suffering, and I'm caught in the middle. And, of course, into your other question, it did lead to some violence, some molestation, some issues, some I almost died, just a whole bunch of unnecessary nonsense that a child should never have to go through.
Mm-hmm. And denying the obvious, like you said, maybe a drug. See, the thing about the drug problem is, I don't think a lot of people deny the when you on the outside, We don't deny when a motherfucker got a drug problem. You feel me? On the outside, we like, man, that motherfucker on that shit. That motherfucker drunk. That motherfucker, you know, we don't, we say it. You feel me? But the person, I know a lot of the crackheads who I knew growing up knew they was crackheads. Like, they knew they was on that shit. You feel me? They didn't deny they was
right,
on that
I
shit.
I mean, yeah, crackheads will, but I mean the people that consider themselves, like, I mean, you know, we're going to keep it 100. I mean, it's not like I haven't necessarily told parts of the story before, but people like my mom who started out, you know, as what you would call probably a functioning drug addict, still going to work, still doing certain things, and then it progressed.
Right.
Instead
right.
of admitting that you have a problem,
right.
you still know I got this under control, and you steady going downhill. Not, you know, not just the crackhead on the street, of course. They can't deny it because they on the street and they, you know, homeless.
Right.
But I mean,
right.
someone who starts out maybe as a recreational drug user and it just builds up and then you still denying it and you still stuck in the, oh, it's still recreational, but your life is going to hell. You letting all kind of shit happen to your child. You know, you out in the street, you selling dope, you got your child transport. I mean, just craziness. So that's why
right.
I said that, you know, that part of denying it, of course, a crackhead on the street can't deny it, but.
Right.
Hey, bro, like, I'm not a doctor or anything, but if you need it to function, you are
right.
addicted.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
that simple. I mean, that's
right.
what the word, you know, when you're addicted, that's what it means, that you have to have it.
Right. It is. I started the show off jokingly, and I was like, because I popped open a beer or whatever, and I'm drinking while I'm doing the show. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a bit of an alcoholic. But no, honestly, I drink. I'm really a social drinker. I don't feel like I'm an alcoholic or whatever. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? That's because I don't need alcohol to function. You feel what I'm saying? I don't need
right.
it to function. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just
right.
like, you know, I drink and when I go out to, you know, go out and have a social, whatever, I drink a lot. Now, you know, now I don't know about Michigan girl. Michigan girl might be a little bit of a lush. She get white girl wasted. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. In social settings, I mean, come on now.
All right. So maybe you're not. You don't need it to function, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't have to have it every day.
Yeah, dude, let me ask you this, though. Noonie and both of y'all, I'm going to 832's on deck. I'm going to that call next. Does it count when somebody says they need a drink because, like after they get off work or whatever and they first come home and they don't have to have the drink to just function, but they pop that drink over just to wind down and to get their mind right? Are you still really addicted at that point? Is that
I mean, based on what you're saying, if that's all it is, I don't think that's being addicted. You know, addicted is when you drink more alcohol than you drink other liquids. Addicted is when you drink with everything that you eat. You just drink all day long, and you know you have to have it, or you get angry, you get mad, you get sad, and you don't understand that it's making you angry, mad, or sad.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. My homeboy's married to an alcoholic, and It's a sight to see. You feel me? It's a sight to see. That's how I know I'm not one, because I see one. You
right.
know what I'm saying? That's how I know I can't be an alcoholic. That's an alcoholic. What am I?
Needing it to unwind is one thing, maybe after a hard day just to relax or whatever. But, like, when you at work and you thinking about it at 11 o'clock in the morning, that might be signs that you're an alcoholic. You know, when you're like, oh, I need to go to lunch and have about 5 drinks so I can come back, you might be an alcoholic. I'm just saying.
You might be. All right, stand by, Michigan girl, all right?
All right.
832-576. Welcome to K100. What is you?
What's going on, champ?
What up? Who this?
Oh, this your boy, Illy Ill. What's really real?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? We really appreciate it. Appreciate that love.
Hey.
You feel me?
Hey, Blizzard, shout out to Illy Ill. Hiram Clark, Texas, in the building.
All day then. So then he know about that grind to the max, right? Yeah. He know about that grind. All right, homie. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 154, you dig? Denying the obvious. All right? That's what we're talking about on the phone line. Make sure you hit the number one and I'll come to your phone line. So my homie Ill to Ill right here. Let me ask you a couple questions, homie. Have you ever denied something that was obvious? Only to later come back and ask yourself, man, I knew that shit all along. I don't even know why I denied it. I saw that shit.
No. Every time I deny something, I always know why I'm denying it and what I'm denying it for. So I don't know. I don't come back and be like, damn, I should have not denied it because maybe I was running from the cops. Was that you? No, sir. I knew it was me, but I didn't want to tell him that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I go back and think about it. I go back and think about it. God damn, Rashard, you was pretty smart for denying that that wasn't you, because if you would have told the truth, your ass would be locked up. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you know, okay, I can dig it.
Well, I'm not. Of course, I got to give him some props for that. But I'm not talking about when it's in the interest of your freedom, because I'm going to deny every motherfucking thing myself. I'm talking about, have you ever been with a woman who you knew was bad for you? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, if you had an anger management problem and you deny that you used to deny that you had a temper, but you was always goddamn getting into fights and you was saying that, oh, it was always another motherfucker that started it, or anything like that right there.
Well, on the fight part, nah, I'm more of the, you know, the lover, not the fighter, so I can't really just say I had problems with fighting, because I can't even remember the last time I got into a fight. But anyway, as far as the women, I'd have to say yes, because, I mean, it's a plus side and negative side to everything. So, you know, if you just focus on the positive, the negative doesn't really bear fruit unless you just, it's in your face, you know what I mean? And the positive side is kind of getting outdated, for lack of a better word. So, yeah, I can definitely agree with that side, yes.
Okay. Why do you think people do that? I'm just asking you a question. Why do you think people ignore those negatives? Sometimes they be blatant. They be right there in your face. It's obvious. That's the name of the show, denying the obvious. It's obvious that this person really ain't good for you. It's obvious that she's a hoe or whatever the thing you come up with. But for some reason, what do you think it be that made people just push to the side? Is it by nature when all the positives outweigh the negatives that we just do it by default? Because we feel like ain't nobody perfect? The whole nobody's perfect clause?
Well, if you just got to ask me, I'd have to quote your boy Jack Nicholson. They bitch can't handle the truth, man. That's what it is. That's what it all boils down to.
Uh-huh.
You know the girl's no good. She done sucked you up, sucked my friend up, sucked my brother up, even probably sucked some babies up. But you still, you know what I'm saying, you still want to engage because it's just that bad feeling that makes it seem so good, you know what I mean? So it's just people deny things for the time and inconvenience. It's convenient to not think about how nasty and freaky this girl is, you know what I'm saying, if you're trying to get intimate because you just want to think about what you're going to do to her, you know what I mean? Not
right,
what anybody
right.
else does.
Right,
it's convenient,
right.
You know what I mean?
True, true, true. So let me ask you this. What do you think is the number one thing that people deny that is obvious?
The number one thing that people deny that is obvious, I think that people deny that everybody is not in the same boat. Oh, I'm rich, I'm pretty, I'm black. I got a big car, I got a big dick, nigga. All that shit ain't gonna mean shit when it's time to stand up in front of the man. But we all come up with these things that try to make ourselves not the same. Like me, I got fucking 25, 30 new era hats, you know what I mean? Stitched up and everything. Nigga, your head is born compared to me, but that don't mean shit in the grand scheme of things, you know what I'm saying? But I feel that's the number one thing, because everybody wants to be different. Nobody wants to be the same, but in actuality, nigga, we all the same. We all in the same boat, no matter what you do. I mean, I'm not trying to tell nobody don't aspire to be great and whatnot, but don't believe for one second that all this frivolous, petty material shit is going to save your ass when the fire comes, because it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. That's a good one, Nooney. What you think about that particular point, man? I like it.
Hiram Clark, stand up, baby.
I like that point. It was because it's something that's so, I mean, that's so blatantly obvious, because no one is the same. You feel me? But
hey, bro.
But I mean, it's so blatantly obvious that you even think about something like that.
Hey, I think that might be number one, dog. Like,
because
for real.
It might because it's so obvious. It's people. I didn't even think of it. I didn't even really think of it in relative terms like that. But when you think of it, everybody does that. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Everybody denies that we're all unique at some point in time, because it's like when it's convenient, we want to put everybody in a group, and when it's not convenient, we want to make sure we separate it. You feel what I'm saying? Depending on the situation and the task at hand. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's that, and a combination of a lot of things, society and everything else, where we're at in society, at least especially in this country, that makes that statement very, very, very much true. You feel what I'm saying? So that's a pretty good one. I like that one. Puts a different spin on it. Okay, next question. Have you ever denied something that was obvious because you loved another person or hated them? a family member that had a drug problem or addiction problem or something, and you love them so much, you was like, man, they're all right, they good, you cool, you feel me? But you know they got a problem, but you downplaying it because you love them, you got love for them.
Yeah. I do that because I can't deal with it. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'm strong at times, I'm weak at others. You know what I mean? If I can't deal with what somebody else got going on, I'm not gonna speak on it. I ain't gonna comment on it. It's just like it don't exist, you know what I mean? Because I'm just low at my point that I'm at, you know what I mean? But if I'm up, even if I'm up, I still, that ain't never been me to just be like, point somebody out for what they doing. But that don't mean I don't see it, you know what I mean?
I'm
just not the type of person that's going to talk about what's wrong. I want to talk about how to fix the problem. And you don't never hear nobody really focus on that. They try to, well, just send them to rehab. Niggas, that ain't going to help. Niggas, that's how you get to new, that's how you know what I'm saying, learn about new drugs and shit.
A lot of times it is. It's like sending people to prison and locking them up with a whole bunch of other criminals and telling them to get reformed.
Yeah.
Who made that up? The dumbest idea in history. You know what I'm saying? Who does that? But, right, so that's what that is. Okay, next question. Is there an addiction that you have right now, that you obviously have, but you deny it because it may make you seem appear a certain way to people? Like, say it's like if you have a shopping addiction, you feel what I'm saying? And you know, you really spend money that you really shouldn't spend, but you know, you don't tell people that because you know, it may make you seem immature or impulsive or whatever. But do you have an addiction right now that you, an obvious addiction that you really kind of in denial about right now?
Yes, I do.
What's that?
I do have an addiction.
What is it?
I have to say this first. I am proud of my addiction, and I don't consider it an addiction. I consider it a love affair, first off. I just have to put that out there for everybody, all right?
Okay.
I have a love affair with Mary Jane, yes.
Oh. I like her a lot. I don't know if it's a love affair. I had a love affair with her, but we broke it off after I went to the military. And I never really fell back in love with that hoe like I did before I went in.
Yeah,
I still go back. I like her a lot. I still go back and holler at her, you know. We never did fall off.
She told me about you when you was out there fighting for the country and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She came and visited me like a couple of times and ended up getting me in a lot of trouble. So yeah.
Oh yeah. She has that effect.
It's a long story. Okay.
Current commitment.
I mean that's how I feel that I know I'm denying it because I find myself smoking in places and areas that I really shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like going to school, going to work, on the lunch break, you know. Sometimes
you know,
before I go to church, sometimes when I leave church, they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with them? I mean, hey, man. I smoke weed, man.
Auto plug roll, baby.
He said after he leaving church, when he going to church.
But the crazy thing about it, wait a minute, I got
to stop you. How in the hell can you sit through a sermon high? I gotta ask him. How can you sit through a sermon?
The same way the dude that was talking about me saying I shouldn't go to church high, the same way he sitting there reckless eyeballing and listening to the sermon. That's the same way. how you like them apples? But the difference between him and me, he ain't gonna tell you that he reckless eyeballing. He's gonna have to catch him looking down your dress skirt or some shit like that. But you gonna look in my eyes and know I'm high.
The apples were grown on Hiram Clark Road, baby.
Okay.
And that's what I was saying like earlier. Like, how can you go to church high? Nigga, how can you cheat on your wife? Nigga, how can you steal from the store? Nigga, how can you kill somebody that don't deserve to be killed? I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? There's so many shits.
Hey, Blizzard.
You're right about that, though. Well, go ahead.
Hey, Blizzard.
Go ahead.
You kind of peep what he just said. I don't know if he consciously or unconsciously just really reiterated the same thing that he said about, you know, people act like they're not in the same boat.
Right. It does. I mean, because it's as simple as no sin is greater than the other. You can also put that into play in this whole conversation, in the whole grand scheme of in the thought process behind what he said and what he's saying right now. No sin is greater than the other. So, you know what I mean? If you're the deacon and you're looking at Sister Jane ass, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you might as well smoke a blunt and get a sermon because you're going to hell technically. So the good book says. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's a whole nother topic. All right, next question. Have you ever had to live with someone who had an obvious addiction or problem and that was in denial of it, and you had to live with them, a family member or anything like that? And how did you handle it, if so?
Yes. Yes, I have.
How did you handle it?
Well, I didn't really handle it. I just let them handle it, and I handled me, and that's how we just basically ran that, you know, ran that, and it ran its course. Like I said, I don't really like to get involved in what people got going on.
Right, I don't want nobody
getting involved in what I got going on. You know what I mean? I may say something like, bro, that might not be the best avenue. If they, depending on their answer, like, oh, nigga, fuck that shit. Hey, it's cool with me, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to
the words of wisdom. I just don't take other people's shit too serious. You know what I'm saying? I let them do that.
All right. And this
but
last
I
question.
I see it, though.
I feel you. This last question. Has denying something that is obvious ever gotten you or someone you know physically hurt?
Yes.
What's that? What happened?
Well, I was this was a long time ago, man. I was riding with my boy, man, and we supposed to be going to these freak ties, you know, half black, half Japanese persuasion and all that shit. we way in the motherfucking country, man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm assuming niggas are not really allowed in this area.
Uh-huh.
We get make a long story short, we get pulled over. The police asks, whose stuff is it? You know what I'm saying? It's not mine.
Uh-huh.
It's his, but I didn't say anything, and it cost me, you know, 9 months of my freedom.
Right, right.
So I denied then, the truth.
Yeah, right. The obvious truth was that
so-called truth to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
and the only thing that was kept real was me being real dumb about the situation. Because if I could have rewind the time, you can call me a snitching bitch, trick, rat motherfucker, because that's what I was being.
What you think about that, Nuna? Do you think it's all right to be in obvious denial in order to look out and live by the not snitching code? What do you think?
Well, you know, the definition of snitching is to tell on a person who you did a crime with. And you know, in this situation, it was real fucked up how that whole thing went because you know, Ill didn't even say nothing. And, you know, old boy ain't even own up. He ain't come back later and say, hey, man, that shit wasn't mine. So I can't say whether he's wrong or right, but I'm going to definitely say he can't be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes you got to look at shit for what it is. You know, a lot of people say a lot of shit, you know, and he might have got some points maybe from me. But, like, everybody else probably laughed at him and said he was stupid. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that right there shows you how fucked up our world is. You know, if you riding with somebody and, you know, y'all come from the same hood, y'all think that y'all is official, and the nigga don't even own up. You know what I'm saying? It's just fucked up because, you know, I personally know about this situation. And homie had money, you know. He could have fought his way out of that situation. Ill wasn't really in the financial bracket to be handling that type of shit. And, you know, it really sent his whole life for a whole crash course of events that happened later that he didn't even have nothing to do with. So that was some whole ass shit, you know, that had happened. And, you know, if anybody ever tells me that, you know, Ill is like disloyal or fake, then I mean they gonna have to fight me.
Right. All right, well, hey man, thanks for calling the show. You feel me? I appreciate all that I appreciate the support and love out there from Texas. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
You bring up a really good point and that you when you said you know, people are denying that we are all individuals and I can't what can you say to that? Everybody does that shit every now and again. You feel me? So,
hey,
I don't know. Yeah.
We're gonna add you to the Ninja Network on Facebook, man. You got to check it out.
All right. Do that. You already know I'm down. Do that. All right. Hey, thanks, homie, for calling into the show. Stay on the line if you can, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 154. Uh-huh. Shay's on the line. Shay, what it do, babe?
Hey.
Nothing. What you doing? How's that doing? Nothing.
Chilling. Laying in my bed.
Rest
oh,
on
here we go.
Thought.
What's up, Nuna Junior?
We gave Shay the official term onion booty.
Oh, my gosh.
Onion
do
meat.
You, what do you mean by what do you mean by we gay? How could I give it? I've never you know, experienced. I mean, I don't know. Okay, well, whatever.
I was saying the people in the group. I didn't give it to them. Who gave you that onion booty name, Shay? Who gave you onion booty?
I have no idea. I don't remember where it started.
I heard that the reason why you stood me up in Florida was because Raspy Rawls was over there. That's what I heard.
Oh, no, you didn't. See? Why you got to go telling the business now? Why you got to go telling the business?
Hey, man.
Shout out
to Goat Mouth Harold, a.k.a. Raspy Rawls. Hello.
All right, episode 154.
154, bitches.
Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. And hit the number one on your keypad. Hit the number one on your keypad. All right, Shay. First question. Have you ever denied something that was obvious only later to ask yourself, and I knew it all along, I saw it, but I just didn't do or say anything. Why did I do that?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. What is it?
I was in a relationship with this dude that had a very obvious drinking problem and gambling problem as well. The drinking problem was so bad, dude would wake up with a bottle, go to bed with a bottle. On my way home from work, he asked me, did I get the liquor yet?
Wow.
It got to the point I would have to hide liquor in the bathroom under the cabinet, first of all, to keep him from drinking it, and secondly, so I could at least have a swallow when I got off work so I could deal with his ass.
Is this liquor your coochie juice or is this liquor?
No. The liquor
okay.
Under the cabinet. I had to put that under the cabinet.
Okay. So you stayed with him, and I'm going to ask you this other question. I'm going to jump in this room when I do that. Did you deny it because you loved him? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever denied something obvious because you loved another person? Why did you deny that? Why did you live with it? Was it because you loved him, or what was the reason? Why did you stay with him?
Well, honestly, I did love him, but, like, through that course, I mean, the love changed. I mean, I still did care about him as a person, but I didn't love him, like want to be with him, love him like that. But I stayed because I did, at one time I was, like, planning to leave, and then he, like, made me feel so guilty about it and all that, talking about he needed help and all that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try to help you. But it went from bad to worse, and then he turned abusive. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I can't help you.
So, okay, well.
First of all, out of guilt, feeling like I shouldn't leave somebody when they down. Because,
you know what?
I mean, you know, I just, that's how I feel. I was like, okay, well, I ain't going to be
right
with you, but I'm going to help you get through this. And then, you know, we'll go our separate ways or whatever. But it didn't get to that point.
But I want to bring up, she brought up a good point real quick. Guilt is another reason besides love. I think guilt. It's really high up here when it comes to reasons that we deny the obvious. A lot of times we deny shit that people are doing out of guilt. Maybe we felt like we contributed to it in some kind of way or some shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? But a lot of times I think guilt do come into play when we deny the obvious. Were you going to say something, Nooney?
I was going to say, you know, some people feel like they are responsible for other people. Some people just feel like it. Like, for example, I've seen women who talk to guys who don't have a car and the guys walking to work, and they feel like they have to miss their job or be late to their job or be late to other things to take him to work.
That was
my situation. I really
But I was just saying that some people do that. And that was just a mere example. You have to think deeper than what I just said. You know, if you sit here and tell me that all women or most women don't do that, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. You know, people account for other people's responsibilities all the time just because they feel that they're responsible.
I used
to work with this chick that would be like, because I was her supervisor, she'd be like, well, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to have to leave to go pick up dude from work and take him home, take my lunch break. I was like, well, when are you going to eat? I'm going to grab something on the way. I was like, girl, I mean, you know, that's it. I can't say nothing.
Okay. So let me ask you the next question. What do you think is the number one thing that people deny that is obvious?
I think Stay denies that her pussy ain't hitting on shit. It ain't hitting on shit. And she think it is hitting. I'm just joking. Go ahead, Stay. Answer the question, baby.
You know what, Noonie? You're going to make me suck on my drink, first of all.
Alcoholic.
I'll take that. I will take that.
At least you're not in denial of the obvious.
No,
what do you think is the number one thing people deny that is obvious, Dean Shay? What do you think?
That's so hard. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things.
Hey, coming from a black woman.
So many different addictions.
Hey, coming from a black woman who's experienced, I would think that you say that all niggas think that their sex game is good, you know?
No, some of them really know that it ain't. So I really don't think that. I really don't think all of them.
Say that. You don't think? What about bad relationships then? I mean, you can say that you've been through it. Bad relationships, you know.
Yeah.
That might be.
That could be one of them. We could put that on the list. That could be.
Tell
one
us
of
about
them.
Your relationship with Raspy Raw.
It was non-existent. How about that?
Wow. Are you saying that he didn't have a dick? Are you saying that his dick did not exist?
I'm gonna get Raspy on the line.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That's the worst relationship I have been in.
That
up
was?
That
were you oh, wow,
that?
Raspy Raw.
No, not Raspy.
No. You said it. You admitted. Put your damn hand.
No, I didn't mean Raspy. I didn't mean Raspy.
You meant the alcoholic.
Yeah, I meant the alcoholic gambler.
Oh, the alcoholic gambler. Okay. Let me ask you this question.
I gambled up all the damn rent money. Oh, my gosh.
Rent money, booty.
I mean, yeah, you know, you got that onion booty. Y'all should have kept rent money. But anyway.
That's what I was going to have to go do. But
would you have done that? Would you have went and shake some ass for the
hell
rent?
No. Hell no. Not
you
behind
ain't
messing around with no dude. I mean, no. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Really?
No, absolutely
shake
not.
Some ass. Okay, would you say some ass for the rent right now, though?
Why you want to put me on the spot?
That's a simple question.
Yes
what do you mean?
Or no?
I thought about it, but it ain't got that bad yet. It ain't got that bad.
If it did get that bad, would you drop it like it's hot?
I really don't know. I have asked myself that question, but I really don't know if I can actually do that. Really
would
don't.
You suck Blizzard's dick for $3 million right now?
Alex, for $3 million, I'm not going to answer that question.
Goddamn. For $3 million? I give you some face for $3 million with a drop of a hat. We ain't got to talk about it. You ain't got to shave that motherfucking wool pussy. Let me just goddamn handle it.
It's already hairless. Thank you very much.
I said that because Ruby can't
put
some lines. Fucking with Ruby. All right, so next question. We're getting sidetracked. See, Noonie's sidetracking me. Is there an addiction that you obviously have right now, Shay? Is there an addiction that you obviously have but deny it because you think it makes you appear a certain way to people?
Put the hoe away. I don't deny my addictions. I own up to all of my addictions.
Uh-huh.
I have an alcohol addiction problem. And I have a sex problem. But it's only a problem when I don't get either one of them. So as long as I'm getting what I need, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Obviously you have to have it. Oh, yeah, bitch.
You got to have it, DJ. You got to have it.
Oh, yeah. I got to have it.
Are you getting any?
It's just one of those things. I got to have it.
Are you getting
not
any
as
right
often
now?
As I would like, but you know, it is what it is.
How often do you need it?
I need it way more often than it is probably feasible for me to have it unless it's in-house. I'll just put it like that.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a healthy sex life.
That's why I got toys. So, you know, when I can't get to the man, I can get to the toys.
Do you take walk-in outpatient?
What'd you say?
Do you have outpatient therapy?
No. Outpatient therapy. You're talking about like just ordering up like it's Chinese food. That's what you're talking about.
Chinese dick.
Call it in.
No.
Call it in. Call it in. Huh? No? Okay. I just want to remind all the ladies, if you like to fuck, that does not make you a hoe. You just like to fuck, okay? Once again, Michigan Girl, Shay, they have sex addiction. They admit it on K100. They're not denying it. They're not denying their obvious addiction. And but
hey,
that
man.
Does not make them whores. It doesn't make them whores.
I want to nominate Lexi Pooh for Freak Award.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
What's she doing with her bullet?
Hey, so go ahead and hit that damn freak shit like an overdrive for Lexi Pooh.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch.
If she comes back on the line, she comes back on the line, I'll let her know she's nominated by you for the Freak Award. Hey, man, we should have some Freak Awards. What you think, Noonan? Noonan Shunyun and K1 when he came up for the All Out Facebook Freak Awards.
Oh, my.
Lexi Pooh number one, man, on everything.
The number one freak.
Oh, man, everything.
I'm gonna move on. All right, Shay. Have you ever had to live with some? Well, you already answered that with an obvious problem, but
yeah,
denied.
Yeah, it's two different situations. I lived with an alcoholic for a while too. Well, I guess that's two. Yes, same kind of situation, but in different context. My dad was an alcoholic.
Oh, your dad was an alcoholic, really?
Yeah, he was an alcoholic.
Was he an alcoholic or did he just drink because he had to come home, he had to work 12 hours a day? Which one is it?
He was an alcoholic and
oh,
then
okay.
It got to the point where he was just drinking and now, you know, if he does drink, it's like literally socially just because he's out with the boys or his brothers or something, but yeah.
Well, maybe, you know, a lot of old school pops, man, they had a lot of pressure on them back in the day and shit, so you know.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? There's no excuse. I'm not trying to make an excuse for any addiction, ladies and gentlemen. There is no excuse to, you know, to out of this shit that we're talking about. You can't control it. You don't have to do these things. You will not die if you don't get laid. You will not die if you don't drink. You will not die. I'm sure. Okay.
I'm alcoholic.
Sure? I'm positive. All right.
Tough words now.
You're not gonna die. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But so they're unnecessary addictions. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And if you got an obvious addiction, if it's obvious, then fix it. Then do something about it. Last question, Shay.
Okay.
Has denying something that is obvious ever gotten you or someone you know hurt physically? I think you already answered that one because you said the alcoholic guy got abusive and started mashing
on him. We literally had a fight one time. I mean, to
Hello.
The point where he was like pulling my hair, and you know, I was like, you know what, this is it. Once you touch me, that is the last. That's it. I can't help you.
God
you're
was
beyond
your
my help.
You find this nigga. Was he black?
No, he was of another nationality.
That's your first problem.
Was he Samoan?
No. He thought he was black, but thinking you black and being black are two different things.
Yeah. So you were with a little foreigner, and he got the whooping and pulling your hair like a chick? Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't like a chick. It's like we were like,
so,
you know.
So was he like borderline gay?
And then he pushed me down and kicked me up.
Was he borderline gay? Was he borderline gay? Was he mad because you weren't sticking your thermometer in his butthole again? what was the problem?
He probably had a flashback from me taking his temperature. Maybe that's what it was. Hold on.
So that's the same guy, huh?
God,
yeah,
I
had to get some get back. He was an asshole. Y'all just don't know.
Well, obviously he was an asshole. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Hold
Hello.
On. Hold on, Shay. Hold on. Oh my God.
Okay.
It's crazy. 347-9-0-9-6. Go ahead, Noonan. Hit the number one. If you want to talk, hit the number one. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I just want to say I'm sorry to all the fellow KK100, man. When Noonan Jr. is on the line, we're going to get sidetracked. That's what it's all about. Hello.
It's all good. I mean, Shay has been mashed repeatedly on K100 for trying to justify sticking a thermometer up a dude's ass while he was sick to try and fake it off, to try and fake, like, you know, she was really concerned because she's, you know, in the healthcare field, and she talked this guy into letting her stick a thermometer up his ass. Of course, he kind of had to want it because, I mean, what motherfucker don't know? All you got to do is take my temperature under my motherfucking armpit or my tongue. So maybe he wanted her to stick it up his ass or something. I don't know, but maybe she drugged him up. Like she said, she had him medicated and stuff. And she said, you know, I need to take to get a real. You know, she basically tricked him into letting her stick
it
up his
mouth. Hey, man, she was trying to open that nigga asshole enough so she could insert.
And that's and I bashed her repeatedly on the show for using her medical field expertise to make it seem like that was the only option. You feel me? She's not getting away with that on K100. All right? I don't know why Shay did that. I don't know why she felt like that was justified. All because he asked her to fuck her in the ass and she let him. I mean, you girls are meant to take it up the ass. I'm saying. You took it too far. Now you want to get revenge, Shay, and stick a thermometer up his ass. That's what happened. That's the whole story for everybody that's listening who's never heard that story with Shay. That's what happened. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Noonie.
Hello.
Hit the number one. All right? I'm not going to come to anybody's phone line and say hit the number one. So if you're on the phone and you want to talk, then hit the number one. But anyway, Noonie.
What's up, homie?
This is my whole thing with denying the obvious. You feel what I'm saying? I got a problem with women, you feel me, who deny that a man is a good daddy just because she don't get what she want to get in child support. Or, you feel what I'm saying? Or he dogs her ass out like he might have fucked around on her or whatnot or what have you. You know what I'm saying? You know, back when they was in a relationship or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So now they ain't together no more, so she mad, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe he moved on and got a new chick or whatever, but she try and use that clout or whatever that she got as a, which is 9 times out of 10, she the custodial parent to deny him access of his kids, you know what I'm saying? You know, because she don't like him. You feel me?
Well,
denying
you know, hey,
that he's a good father.
Hey, check this out. I don't have a dictionary right up on me, and I don't have a thesaurus either, but I'm pretty sure that the definition of dad or father is different than the definition of boyfriend or current boyfriend or current husband. You know, so with that being said, husband is the guy who is with the woman. And if they have a child, then he would be the father. So if you're not the husband or you're not the boyfriend, but you still do what you're supposed to do to take care of the child, no matter what his relationship is with the woman, that would make him a good dad. It doesn't have to do with what he did to you. Bitch, it does not have to do with that. That has to do with husband duties and boyfriend duties and all that bullshit.
That's
but
one thing I like when people twisted that. They get it twisted right there, man. You feel what I'm saying? See, that's the thing about it. Let me just say one other thing. You feel me? To ladies that's listening on the line. You feel me? Real talk, ladies. Let me tell you something. If this right here, man, I'm telling you, I'm this is real personal to me. If you got a child by somebody, listen, anybody that's listening on the line, if you got a child by somebody, just because y'all are broke up or whatever, you have to understand, if the child don't live in the house with the man, you feel what I'm saying? Like when you get up in the morning and you get up and the child right there, you see the child every day and you interact with them every day because they live with you. It don't make a man a bad father if they don't see the child every fucking other day or every 4 days. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? That's why they got cell phones, whatever, so he can call and talk. But a lot of women make it seem like a nigga is a bad daddy if they don't come and pick their child up every 4 days or something like that right there. It's convenient for you to see the child every day, interact with the child every day, because he got to come home to you every day. Every day. You feel what I'm saying? But when you take into consideration that the child doesn't live in the house with the father, and the child may have a different kind of work schedule or whatever else he's got going on, because he got bills to pay, and he's got another life outside of your life, because... You feel me? Y'all are not together no more, so it ain't like when he's going to do something on this day, and then he comes back in his family time. You feel me? It's the same as if it's family time when y'all living together. It's not the same when y'all live in the same house. A lot of women try to tell dudes that they are bad fathers because they don't spend X amount of time with their child, which has absolutely nothing to do with it. Now, with that being said, you don't need to be going months and months and years without seeing your child and spending time. You know what I'm saying? Really, if they live in the same city, weeks and weeks. You feel me? But a man can go a week and a half without seeing the child that they live in the same city with, without him being a bad father. You feel me? If you wanted somebody that was there to live and see the child every single day, bitch, you should have motherfucking had a baby by your husband and stayed with him. You feel me? A lot of women have that twisted. So that's something that a lot of women are denying, that guys are obvious good fathers and good parents, but they just they got what they think in their brain is this cozy little way that they think life should be, and it's not like that. It's not like that. You feel me? Because they don't live in the house with you, but you can't expect for it to be the same. If the guy don't live in the house with you with the child, then he's not going to spend that same amount of time as a man who live in the house with the child. It don't make him a bad parent. So a lot of women are in denial of fathers being, you know, good dads just because they don't live in the same house and they don't spend as much time with the child as you do, but the fucking child live with you. To me,
right.
That's utterly retarded. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all don't get that.
I
hear it all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, people have to understand, man, life ain't nothing but a math problem, you know. You gotta look at how many hours this dude is working, how far he lives away, how much
right.
money he has, because he's probably giving you half of his paycheck, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just like this. If you got two people that want to be positive, all this bullshit is not going to happen. And when you have one person that wants to be negative, the bullshit will happen. Now, when you got two people being negative, it's really going to be some bullshit. But
right.
it only takes a little bit of bullshit from one person to fuck up a whole situation like that. So my whole thing to all of the women, if you know that you holding it down, and if you feel like a man ain't doing you right, you know, then there's proper channels and proper authorities to go through. But all that bullshit on Facebook, text messaging, aggressive phone calls and shit, that shit is retarded. And that's a bad way to raise your child, you know, because then your child is a product of his environment. You know what I'm saying? And he's really learning. He or she is learning from you, because you might think that a motherfucker don't see what you're doing and hear what you're saying, but these kids are very smart nowadays, you know.
Right,
they can
right,
run
right.
a Norton virus cleaner on any computer by the age of 6 or 7 now. You know, these
right.
motherfuckers are not stupid. You feel me?
Right, right. So I don't know, man. I think that's the one thing that I see a lot of black men, and that I know personally, man, they get branded as not good dads by their baby mamas because the baby mama or ex-wife or whatever it is angry with them about something else, but not about what. Don't say the man is a bad father. You say you can't stand that nigga. Okay. But don't sit there and deny the obvious that when it comes to his kids, that man is a good father and he and his kids love him. But a lot of times
yeah,
women
man.
They're not that obvious shit because they mad at the nigga or they got a beef with the nigga and they say that nigga ain't shit. You feel me? But to you know what I'm saying? But not to that damn child. You feel
right.
what I'm saying? Not to the child. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that's
people,
one thing a lot of people do, they're not obvious on.
Yeah, man, people are in denial that their thoughts are fucked up. You know, I had put something on Facebook talking about how I really want to settle down and just have one woman, and that's
mm-hmm.
what I want to do, and I don't want to cheat and lie and beat on her and steal from her and you know, do all these things. And people are like, you're such a great guy. To me, that's not being great. That's just when you feel a certain way about something. Now, this is if you feel a certain way about something. This ain't just, if you meet a Beyonce or you're supposed to spoil her. No, that's not what the fuck I said. If you meet a person, or if you have, you know, like it's just like crack, you know, a crackhead treats crack like it's the greatest thing on earth.
Right.
So when you meet somebody that has that same effect on you, that's what you should do. It's not a big deal. It's just something normal to me. But everybody's like, oh, you're such a great fucking guy, Nene. Oh my God! Oh my God! Get the fuck out of here! If that's how you think. Your brain is fucked up. You are in denial. If you think that is a great thing to do, because if it was your mama or if it was your sister or if it was your daughter, you would want somebody to spoil her and treat her like she was crack, wouldn't you? But you know, I mean, that to me that's a real big denial right there. You know that people don't are just fucked up in the head. They're very fucked up.
Right, right, right. All right, I got Keisha F. She's hitting number one. She's ready to talk. Keisha F., what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's up?
What it do? Thanks for calling in to the show. The rest of you people on the phone line, just sitting back fucking listening. 347-934-0966 is the number, and hit the number damn one. But Keisha did. What's happening, Keisha? Thanks for calling in to the show. All right. You ready?
Hello? So what y'all talking about? It seems like y'all a little off subject tonight. What's going on?
No. We was on the subject. I just said that because we were talking about the nine, the obvious, and I was talking to Nuni. I said one thing that I see a lot of women do, you feel me, is deny the obvious that a man is a good father because they don't like him or they got a problem with how much child support they get or how much time they think he should be spending with a child that don't even live in the same fucking house with him, so she don't know what difficulties he have to go through to make sure he can get to spend the time with the child. You feel what I'm saying? And so sometimes women deny the obvious that a man is a good father, but they deny that because they let outside shit like money or whatever else come into play. So that's how we got into that whole line of what we was talking about. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, so, you know, I mean, would you agree? Don't you know people that's done that?
Yeah, I know people that do it.
Okay.
It's just, and it's just people try to accuse me of it, but, yeah, I know people who do it.
What'd you say?
I said people try to accuse me of it. But
try to accuse you of what?
Your
child's father is bad because of money?
No, I don't think he's bad because of money. He's not a bad guy at all. We just don't get along. I don't got nothing against the guy as far as parenting goes, but he's just not nice to me. I try to use reason, and he always gets emotional.
But I'm saying you don't deny that he's a good father to the child, do you?
No.
Okay, and that's all right. Y'all don't have y'all difficulty. That's why y'all are exes. That's why y'all not together. Y'all something happened.
It's because y'all pussy wasn't hitting on shit, and his dick wasn't hitting on shit, and that's why y'all ain't together no more.
Oh, that's it, Nuni. All right.
I don't know. All right.
I'm just joking.
All right, episode 154, Keisha, let's go. Have you ever denied something that was obvious, only later to come back and ask yourself, nah, I knew it all along, the shit was obvious and right up in my face, but I still just denied it anyway?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was my son's dad. He was cheating, and I acted like it wasn't even happening. I mean, I was young, stupid, and, you know, whatever.
What do you mean by you acting like it wasn't happening? Why?
Because I was pregnant, and I was like, you know what, it's going to work, things are going to work out, whatever. And he was still out, you know, spending time with the other chick, so much time that she got pregnant, too. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, how was it obvious? I mean, was he not coming? Was he coming home late, coming home and smelling like pussy? I'm talking about denying the obvious. What was obvious?
We were young. He was still living at home, and so was I. But I mean, we went from hanging out or, you know, spending time together every day to, you know, well, I'll call you back or here. I'm chilling. I'll be right there. You know, silly stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I guess a change in behavior, you know what I'm saying, or attitude, I guess you could say that's
so
obvious.
So it wasn't really obvious, it was just kind of apparent.
Yeah, I guess I should have known better. But, I mean, being, you know, 19, I didn't know no better at that point.
You didn't know no better at 19?
It might not have been so obvious, though. But it might not have been so obvious, though. You feel me? It might not have been so obvious if you've never... You know what I mean? How many boyfriends have you had? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Was you really out in the streets or was you raised in the house a lot? Some women at 19, man, are clueless. Like, not really clueless, but they ain't got as much game as other 19-year-olds. So you can pull the wool over their eyes. You might not be as obvious.
The wool over their eyes.
Yeah.
I think I'm going hindsight
because
I was one of them chicks that was always in the house. Yeah. So.
Okay.
In hindsight, I should have known better. But back then, it was like, well, hey, what's happening? And then when he comes to me to tell me, you know, old girl's having a baby, that was
your pussy ain't happening. Hitting on shit.
I don't know. I can't just. I don't know, Keisha. I don't know if your pussy is hitting on any shit or not. I don't know. I don't know, Keisha. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's just my experience.
All K100 women have repeat customers.
What do you think is the number one thing people deny that is obvious? What do you think it is, Keisha?
I think people deny family issues.
That's family issues?
Yeah, I mean, and especially black people. You know how, you know, in the black community, things like counseling are taboo for the most part. So people will deny that there's an issue within their family because they don't want everybody in the streets to be in their business, you know? So I think that's one thing that is denied.
But when you say family issues, do you mean like drug addictions? Like, what do you mean family
you
issues?
You mean like everything.
Yeah, everything. I mean, it could
But nobody does. I mean,
it could be that your sister is crazy and your mama don't want to admit her. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything. But black people, I think in general, in the black community, it's kind of taboo, or at least it was.
Keisha.
Until maybe recently. What?
Hey, Keisha, have you ever heard somebody say, as long as he making the bread, you know, making the bread and baking, I don't care what he do in the streets?
Yeah, I've heard people say that, but I think it was more the older generation, because now I think women are more apt to just be like, you know what, dude, go on about your business, if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, see, women think that they have dicks now.
Yeah, in the worst way. It's so real bad. What's going on now? It's going on bad now.
Do you know any women that have dicks?
No, I don't. But there is one that's going to have one soon. I just found this out. Isn't that crazy?
What'd you say? I can't hear you, Keisha.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is
a
person at my job is undergoing, what is it, gender reassignment?
Oh, shit. I can't even, you know, I can't even get all over to that subject because it's going to sidetrack and...
Yeah.
What is it now?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Is it a guy?
Huh?
Is it a guy or a girl? What is it? What are they getting? Are they getting cut off or put on?
It's a female. It's a female who is going
so
to
gonna get a dick thrown on her.
Hey, yeah. Blizzum, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. If
this female behind closed doors said they'll pay you $10 million to give him head, would you give this new head, this fake head, some head for $10 million? For a 10-minute blowjob.
Melanie.
Would you?
Yes or no?
Me?
Would you do it?
You.
Me? Would I? No. Uh-uh.
For
you are
minutes?
Denying the obvious. You're lying.
No, say it now, because I thought you were talking to Blue. Say it again. Now, would
no,
I?
Fuck no. I was
no.
talking to you.
You. Would you give the, when they get the new dick sold on, would you give them a blowjob for $10 million?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't
know.
Sounds
like a yes.
It sounds like a yes. I would consider, I have to look at it and check the situation out.
Would
you
jack?
You would jack for $10 million.
Listen. For half of $10 million, $5 million, would you jack the penis off and let them nut on your booty cheeks and your stomach and your back and... in your nipples.
You're crazy. Yeah, I think I would do that. I would jack it for $5, yeah.
So you would get nothing on
jacket for
all over your body, but you would not give
come
head.
On, man.
Okay. And there you have it.
Denying the obvious.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you the next... Let me ask you the next question. Let me ask you the next question about the show. Okay. Have you ever... No, this is the next question. Is there an addiction that you obviously have right now, but you deny it because it makes you appear to be a certain way to people? We had a couple of women on the show already said they love to fuck, but they often don't say it, or they often deny it when people ask them because they don't want to seem like they are a hoe, or they don't want to seem like, you know, to people that they don't want people to judge them, I guess. You feel me? But they love to fuck. But they don't really talk about it or say anything about it, and depending on who's asking, they may downplay it because they don't want to seem like they hoes or like they easy. So is there an addiction that you have that you obviously have but you deny because you think it makes you appear a certain way to people? It ain't got to be that. I'm just asking.
I mean, I'll join that group too, but I don't know. I don't think there's an addiction that I have.
Can you tell us about another group that you might be in? Like, do you spend too much? Do you fight too much? You argue? I mean,
one of those people that will like be in the grocery line and you see the little stuff they got at the grocery line and you just pick it up and buy it. I do a lot of that little spontaneous buying.
So you were supposed to do $80 and you end up doing $125 every time that you go?
Not every time, but a lot of them times, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So more like 89% of the time then, huh? Okay.
I'm 75.
What do you think, Blizzum? 3/4, buddy. What do you think, buddy?
Maybe she may have a slight shopping addiction, but I think she likes to fuck more.
Are you addicted to head or dick? Which one do you like more, head or dick?
Probably the head.
Giving or receiving?
615 is up next. I'll come into your phone line in a second. You're addicted to the head? You're addicted to head?
Did you say both, giving and receiving? Wow.
Well, more receiving.
Oh.
You selfish motherfucker, you.
Yeah, you know, I'll take that. I'm learning. That's why I got K100. I'm learning to love it.
You got to learn to embrace giving head if you want to have a chance. You want to have a chance to have a normal life with a husband that's going to stay with you and don't cheat? You got to learn to love and suck a dick.
Because the white girl can do it.
You got to learn to love and suck a dick.
Hey, the white girl's like Jana.
Suck dick now. No one's doing
it. The white girl's like Jana will suck your man to sleep.
That's why, like I said, I'm learning to love it.
Wow. Janet, where's Janet? She's not on the line. Okay, next question. Let me try to get to 615. Have you ever had to live with someone who had an obvious problem but denied it? It was obvious and they denied it. And how did you handle it?
Hello.
I don't know if it was a problem for him, but it was a problem for me. My ex-husband used to watch and record and and do all kinds of crazy foolishness with porn.
Wow.
So I would take them in DVDs and I would break them up and throw them in the trash.
What? What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Stop. Why would you do that? What the fuck is... Why would you do that? Why would you break up his porn? What is the porn doing to you?
Like I said, if your porn collection is bigger than the regular house movie collection, if I got to worry about
what
my kids...
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
But why do you call it regular? Like, how do you not know that porn is not the regular collection?
Movie that everybody can watch.
Everybody can watch porn.
Huh?
Everybody does porn, so why can't they watch it?
I didn't say he couldn't watch it, but I mean, like I said,
No. You said everybody watches other movies, but everybody watches porn.
Not me.
So you never watched porn? Never.
No, you're not hearing me.
I'm not believing you.
I don't know why you broke it. Why did you break this shit and throw it away? What the fuck would you break?
Were you player hating on Cherokee Buffy body booty?
I was probably player hating on Buffy's booty.
Is it because you want to lick her booty? I mean, wow.
Because I wanted to lick her booty, no.
No, for real, though. Did you get mad? Were you just jealous because he liked to watch that and he probably didn't want to fuck you as much or you thought they were finer or what?
Why did you do it then?
Because it was consuming
his time. I mean, if you are locked up in your man room and not spending time with the family, or if we come
in your
to
man
house
room
and change the doggone channel, you know what I'm saying? That's when I think it's an addiction. I mean, there's nothing wrong with porn, watching it, whatever you're going to do with it.
What is the man room?
It was his little room that he had set aside in the house.
His little room?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know why you broke the fucking porno up.
What?
Why did you break the fucking DVD? How you gonna break the man porn up? The porn was not. What if you go out and go fuck some other bitches? Then you're gonna be one of the goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be hurt then. At least he's just watching porn.
He probably was trying to learn some new positions to apply on your ass.
And I'm sure that's what he was doing. Like I said, if it's consuming you, if that's all you're doing is watching porn in your free time.
Well, that's your side. We don't know if it really was that consuming
Hey man, honestly, it's like you have opened yourself up for a whole new discussion. It seems like you were in denial that you even. It seems like you were in denial that you even had a man, because if you said all he ever did was do this and you were still with him, you were in denial that you didn't want to be with him, because how could you want to be with somebody who was born 24 hours a day? See, you did not say that when the questions were asked to you. You did not say that.
I didn't, but you know what? I'm going to say it now. You're right. I was in denial that I even wanted to be with you. And so the week after my birthday, I packed up my shit and I left.
Hey, Blizzum.
Yes, man.
Did you like that serious voice?
I liked it. It was good. I kind of had her shook. All right, stay on the line, Keisha. I got to get this other call before they hang up. All right, 615, what it do?
Kansas.
How you doing?
Tennessee.
What's up with you?
She used to be in Kansas. She used to be in Tennessee. Now she's, I don't know where she's at. She's either in Bama or ATL. This is my homegirl, Candy. What's happening? Where you been? Thanks for calling the show. What's going on?
Nothing. I've been around, chilling.
You've been around? I've been harassing Candy. I've been harassing Candy on the internet, on Facebook, for about a good 2 weeks now, man.
I know. He's been on it. I said he missed it. Let me call it. Because he's been fucking with me every day.
I've been harassing her. I've been commenting and saying slick shit on the post, get her all mad and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to piss her off. This is all brother. Yeah, you got it.
Right.
You know what? You and Noonie, matter of fact, I'm going to ask you these questions, and you better answer number two with the same. Matter of fact, you need to answer number one. The same answer that Noonie said, but I'm going to see if you keep it 100. You and Noonie should have the same answer for fucking number one. You went on the line, but I know for a fact y'all should have the same motherfucking answer, but we're going to find out right now. It's episode 154. All right? Hey, Noonie, she really need to answer it the way you answered it, bro. Trust me, I know this female. Hold on. Have you ever denied something that was that was obvious? No, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh no. Which question was that, Noonie? What did you get an answer for number two? Hold on. We'll find out. I'm gonna ask in a second. Have you ever denied something that was obvious only to later ask yourself, "I knew it all along. Why didn't I see it?" Have you ever denied something that was very obvious about yourself to yourself only to come back and say, "You know what? I knew it all along. I don't know why I didn't see it, but I was in denial about it." Hello?
I don't know. That's hard to answer right there. I don't think so.
Now, hold on. Listen, but before you say that, you don't know.
What?
You deny it to yourself or other people.
She's
something about yourself that you always do, and you know you do it, but you still deny it.
I'm really upfront about everything that I
do. You have fucking anger management issues? Answer the question.
No, I do not have anger management. No, I do not. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't fucking with no BS, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, you got anger management.
I'm not taking no.
Man.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have anger management. All right.
Not at all. The thing is, I know you do, and you're denying it right here live
it's
on the
just with
show.
You.
It's not with you.
It's not with everybody. What? It's not with everybody. You crazy. I have patience.
Are you,
you
trying
know what I'm
to
saying?
Say, hey, Candy,
it's
are
just
you
with
trying
him.
To say that his tongue game is not up to par? Yes, no?
I mean, really? That ain't
really.
Even a question, though. That's not even a
well,
question what we're talking about.
Actually,
we're talking about
actually,
me having anger management problems. What I'm
well,
saying
I'm
is,
just, see, listen,
I only
listen,
got
listen.
Anger management problems
listen.
With his ass because he be on
I'm
my Facebook
trying
page
to get to the bottom.
Shit.
I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. She has anger management issues with me for some
no.
reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
She has them, period. But
you know
she's
how
trying
to push my button.
She has them, period. She has a period, but she's just trying to say it's with me. This is what I'm trying to get her to understand. She has an anger management problem, but she's trying to make it seem like it's just me. But it's not just
yeah,
me.
Yeah, man. She does sound pretty tense right now. She does sound pretty tense. Sound like somebody just wrote her a Dear John letter or something, man.
Ah, man. You know what? Okay. I'm going to move to the next question because you're still denying it, so there's no need to. You're not going to admit it. You're
right.
You're going to say it's just me, but you do have an anger management problem because I happen to know you personally, but you're not going to say it. Okay, fine.
How do you know I have an anger
management
problem?
Because you can't.
Besides with your ass.
Listen.
With your ass.
Did you just say that you were going to kick his ass?
I just said,
angry.
Listen, she threatened me. She said, you know, she said all kind of shit, man. You feel me? And the thing about it is, what I'm trying to get you to understand is if you have an anger management problem, even if it's with me or whatever, if you can't control your anger with me, then you still have a problem. Do you get that?
No, and you are the problem then. It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
See, I don't be angry until you come on my Facebook pages. It's only on my Facebook pages. He's sweet as pie any other time. But when he get on my Facebook page and be talking shit,
so
I ain't
why
with that
does,
bitch
why,
assness.
So why does a repeated offender of the same thing? I mean, like, and you know, you say he's talking shit. To me, talking shit sounds like just a pastime. Why does it anger you? If you know what he's doing, you've already recognized it, you've seen it, but it makes you want to threaten a person's well-being and safety.
She called me all kinds of shit, man. She called me gay on the page one day. She tried to make tried to call me, you know what I'm saying? Call me fat. I'm like, really, nigga?
I never said I said that nigga.
Just all kind of.
Now, are you calling him gay because you want him to prove it that he's not, because you want to see what his tongue game is about?
No, I just be fucking with him because I know he ain't. You know what I'm saying? I know he ain't gay, so I just really fuck with him like that.
How
you know what I'm saying?
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah, how do you know? Have you ever licked your pussy from the back on a handstand? Have you ever licked your pussy from the back on a handstand?
No comment.
Wow.
I plead the fifth.
And there you have it. This is K100.
Hello. So, Candy, what do you think is the number one thing people deny that is obvious? What is the number one thing that you see people deny all the time that's some obvious shit, but you still see bitches deny it or niggas deny it? What do you think it is?
When they say no comment.
When they say they ain't no freak. You know what I'm
saying?
When they
say no freak. But no,
are you a freak?
No, wait. Some motherfuckers ain't no freak, though. Some motherfuckers just straight up born in bed. Some motherfuckers really ain't no freaks.
Everybody's a freak.
No, they're not. Hell no.
Right.
Whatever, shit. Hell, you talking about? If I can't bring a freak out of them, the bitch ain't got it, period. I'm telling you right fucking now. This is you already know.
Everybody got it.
You know what I'm saying? You already know. If I can't bring out that motherfucker, she ain't got it in her ass, period.
You said that you already know. Wow. What does that mean?
Where you at in this conversation? You on promotion.
Hello. You already know what the deal is because you have experienced it multiple times. Wow.
She on some bullshit tonight. Okay.
Have you ever denied something that was obvious because you loved another motherfucker? You feel me? Have you ever like been with a man and you knew this nigga was like a goddamn, he was beating your ass or whatever, but you didn't, you know, you act like that shit wasn't no big deal or whatever because you loved him or some shit like that? Or you know he was fucking other bars, but you loved him?
Yeah. That was when I was younger. My first love, you know what I'm saying? He cheated. And I knew he was cheating. You know what I'm saying? He was a dope boy. I knew he was out there in the streets fucking with hoes and shit. And I stayed with him for like 7 years. You know?
Because you loved him? Because
I loved
him.
Because I loved him. Yeah, of course. All right.
But you know it was obvious, but you still denied it.
Right.
Yo, pussy
was because
hitting
young?
On shit. Cause
I
yo,
was
pussy
young.
Wasn't hitting on shit.
You crazy as fuck. Cause that nigga called me today, nigga, want pussy shots. You know what I'm saying? He want to see the pussy just to beat his meat. He let his pussy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he still let his pussy. And we 30-some years
shot.
Old now. Yeah, he love it. Right.
So is there an addiction that you have, obviously, but you deny it because you think it makes you appear a certain way to people?
Right, because I love sucking dick, and I try to just hold that back. You know what I'm saying? Because I love sucking dick.
When you say you hold it back, do you actually deny it or do you hold it back? I think it's a little bit different. Like the denying is saying that you don't do it or you don't do it a lot. Or that you don't like
me,
to do it. Now, when you say all the time, does that mean that you're
compulsive
about it?
Okay, I like being in relationships because I know if I'm not in the relationship, I'm that freak. I'm that hoe. You see what I'm saying? So I enjoy being in relationships because I need to be with one man. Because if I'm not with one man, I'm going to fuck whoever I want to. You know what I'm saying? When I want to, and I don't give a fuck what nobody think about. You know what I'm saying? So I try to hold it down and just stay with one nigga.
What's your coordinates?
Where are you located?
And where are you from again? Is Delta or Southwest Fly there?
Alabama. You can't hear that, Alabama.
251-334-205. What part of Alabama? 256? Where?
256.
North side.
256.
North Alabama in the building.
All right. So, have you ever had to live with someone, Candy, who had an obvious problem and denied it, and how did you handle it?
See, I'm with your homegirl that was talking a few minutes ago. My ex, the one that cheated, this nigga was just like a fucking freak. He just had to, and he was young, you know what I'm saying? So he used to beat his meat. Me, I fucked him every day. We had sex every day. And he used to fuck bitches on the
side.
Even
on your period?
So he had a porn. He had porn, you know what I'm saying? And he did every day. He had to do it every day. To this day, he still do it. You know what I'm saying? Because me and him still friends, and we still cool, and he be telling me he still do it.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Are you single now?
Am I single?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Look at that. Hold on, Nooney. What the fuck was that? Because, I mean, I'm not even going to break it up. You know what? I'm not going to bring it up.
Go ahead, Nooney.
I'm not going to bring it up.
You understand what I'm saying?
I thought you was in love, Shawty. She's in love in one place, but on K100, no holds barred.
You know what I'm saying? I bet you won't say that shit if that nigga was on the phone line right now, though. Right.
That nigga will fuck you up.
Whatever. I don't fuck with niggas like that.
Okay.
Man,
all right.
If your mouth is good as you say it is, you might change a nigga. You might make a nigga change. Lord have mercy.
All right. So, last question. Has denying something that is obvious ever gotten you or someone you love physically hurt?
Ooh.
Denying that nigga was a no good nigga, did he get your ass whooped? That would count. Because you stayed with him and he didn't end up beating your ass. That would count as an answer to that question.
Yeah, but no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You know what? I'm not in denial about nothing about myself. I know what I am. You understand?
You're in
what
denial
I'm saying?
To have anger management.
Whatever. Nigga, whatever. That's the only thing you can pull out. But I ain't in denial about shit about myself. You feel what I'm saying? I know what I am. I know what I like. I like to suck dick. I like to fuck. I like niggas. And I know
and
I need to be in a relationship.
And
I know I need
crazy
to be in a relationship.
You crazy.
You what?
You're the crazy bitch, you're crazy.
And I'm crazy. Yes, and I'm crazy.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got anger management problems.
All
say
crazy.
It. Say
Let
it.
Me tell you something. All crazy
say
bitches got the best
say
pussy.
It.
You always remember
you
that. Remember I told you that. Okay, 100. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All is crazy.
You're right. All y'all crazy
bitches pussy.
Got good pussy. Then you're right about that. Do you have anger management issues? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Only with your ass. It's just you.
It doesn't matter who
it's
with. You got a problem.
No, it's not. That's not the problem. Right. You the problem then. You see what I'm saying? If I never talk to you again, I won't be angry with nobody else in my entire life. You feel what I'm
you
saying?
Are, you are
you,
a liar.
For some
you
reason,
a liar.
You pull it out of me.
Thank you, Nooney.
You pull
Thank
it out
Nooney.
Of me.
You hear this shit,
You are
man?
A liar.
Whatever. Don't agree with him just because he's right there with you. Don't
I'm
agree
not,
with him.
Hey, it's not that I'm agreeing with him. It's that I'm disagreeing with you.
Why are you disagreeing with me? You don't
because
even know me. You whatever. You don't even know me. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
and
I
me
know.
And his relationship, how we friends, you feel what I'm saying? He know how to push my buttons.
You
he
just said that you will never, ever be angry again.
If
ever.
I never talk to him again.
I don't believe it.
Not crazy angry. Well, I have to cuss the motherfucker out and call them fat boys
the
and
word.
Shit like that.
The question that was asked was angry, not crazy angry. Angry. Do you have an anger management
no.
issue? You have an anger problem?
No. I just don't be fucking with bitches or niggas. I just don't fuck with people like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool until you come on to my shit, fucking with me, my Facebook, my home or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm about to snap on your ass. Right.
You know what this is all about, Noonie? This is all about. But she put a post up on Facebook about her boyfriend that she just denied. She put a post up about her boyfriend that she has on Facebook, but just denied on K100. She said that she was going to pick him up from work, and she was proud. And, oh, ladies, don't fuck with a nigga without no job, no college, no 401k, and blah, blah.
Right.
I'm like that.
Right.
I'm like
don't
that bitch, really. I ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you got all that shit, dude. All these bitches, you telling this shit,
okay.
You got all that shit.
Nigga, no, I don't have everything that he has. No, I don't. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you something. This nigga ain't got to do shit around this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Cook, clean, nothing. You know what I'm saying? He let me go to school. You feel what I'm saying? And I ain't got to worry about shit. You feel what I'm saying? But all he got to worry about is him going, getting his shit and going to motherfucking work. And that's it. You feel what I'm saying? Right.
But
okay.
You ain't got no boyfriend, though. So anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Who the fuck are boy? I'm too fucking grown. This is my partner. You understand what I'm saying? Together.
Shit.
You feel what I'm saying? We ain't. It's not boyfriend and girlfriend. That's so high school. You understand what I'm saying? We in this as grown ups trying to better both ourselves. Okay. And whatever happened at the end of it, if we break up or not, we still gonna be cool. We still gonna be friends because we ain't put no titles on no shit.
Oh, you think it's cool? Oh, let me get this straight. You think it's cool for this nigga to let you just sit back and go to school and you ain't got to do shit, and then you think you're going to leave, bitch?
But why you saying I ain't doing shit? Hold on.
I feel you, motherfucker.
I feel you. Doing shit, nigga. This nigga don't do shit, but shit, take a bath, sleep, and wake up and know the motherfucking work, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? You feel what I'm saying? Ain't got to worry about shit. Nothing. Oh, yeah, I'm that bitch.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
What do you think, Noonie? Noonie's a third party here. What do you think, Noonie? What do you think about this? Noonie.
Did he hang up? He hung up or something.
Oh, he must have. Oh, damn. He got a call back, I think. Noonie! Oh.
That nigga, he done hung up.
I don't know. Might be on phone lines. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for calling the show. I had a great time talking to you, even though you still denied that you have anger management issues, Candy, which you really do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even if it's with me, you still got to admit to the fact that you have anger management problems. Even if I'm the one that can make you pissed, I should not be able to make you that mad.
I don't know why you get under my skin like that.
I don't know. I'm the coolest person.
But you're
everybody
my boy. I love it.
I just be skipping it 100.
It's because you want him.
No, it's not.
Admit it, Candy.
Whatever. I don't know what it is about him though.
You're like I'm like Jay-Z, move over. I got Beyonce, and you're like Ruby Candy, move over. Candy got Blizzom. Okay.
What? I'm killing you, Fat.
Okay. You got you a girlfriend named Ruby. That's so sweet.
Don't listen to Noonie. Don't do that.
Is that the pretty girl that be on your page talking? She put me down. That's what I'm talking about. You know, ain't no hate. I like the pretty bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm always down for the pretty bitches.
I know you like the pretty bitches. That's why I like the boxing. But anyway, I'm moving along. Thanks for calling the show, Candy. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What an eventful call. I'm coming down to the last 5 minutes of the show, man. Thanks, everybody, for hanging on. Thanks, everybody, that's still on the phone line. Thanks, everybody, for just who hung around and listened to that ludicrous display of lies that Candy just put on, denying she has anger management problems, trying to pin it all on me. I don't know. Shay was raising her hand earlier. Shay?
Yeah.
I was trying to
comment on something that Noonie was saying about something, but I forgot. You might have some anger management problems too. You be getting heated on discussions.
Well, this is my job. I'm the host. I've got to display emotion and keep things crunked around here. This is what I
Well, crank it up.
Yeah, listen, everybody. And this is for the people who's on the phone line, who listen to the podcast on the internet. You feel what I'm saying? When you hear me get emotional, when you hear me start yelling and going off and out, look, this is what I do. This is the show. I'm a radio host. I can't sit here and just keep it in first, all right? I got to shift. I got to go with the tone and the mood and the call and all that kind of stuff. Look, I'm really an easygoing person. You know me, Shay. Do I make you mad? Let me ask you this, Shay. No, all right, this is how I'm going to prove Candy wrong right here. When you talk to me, if I say something on your Facebook page, do you get mad at me to the point where you want to cuss me out, call me all kind of names, derogatory names, and just say stuff about me that really ain't true?
Honestly, I don't think in the time I've known you, I don't think I've never said nothing about you.
Do I bring it out of you? Do I bring anger out of you?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because at first,
the thing about that is some people, I knew somebody like that in my past that, you know, we was cool, but when we was like, you know, bitching back and forth, it was on. I mean, like on, like Donkey Kong. Some people just like that. Some people like just don't bring out the good in each other like that.
But
so,
what,
I don't know. Maybe you could bring out her angry side.
She wants you, man. She wants you, man. That's just that simple.
I don't know. Maybe you're right, Nooney. Maybe she's just in denial. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she wanted me at some point or whatever, and you know, things didn't go down like that. You feel me? That's my homegirl.
There's no such thing as wanted. She ain't had you yet. She still wanted. Period.
So I don't know. Maybe that's what that's
bull,
about. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just trying to say, episode 154. Denial of the obvious. I had a great show. You feel me? Make sure you guys tune in with me. Everybody's listening on the phone lines who didn't hit the fucking number one. I'm still glad you're here. Everybody listen to me on the podcast and listen to this week and next week. I'm gonna have multiple artists coming onto the show. I'm gonna have a bit of a music week all next week. I was gonna do it this week, but I got a mix up in one of the interviews that I was gonna have to set the week off. I thought it was this Monday, but it was next Monday, Valentine's Day, and I got that miscommunication corrected. So it's next Monday when I'm gonna have Blood Raw. He's gonna be doing his interview. I thought it was this Monday, but he said it was next Monday. He's scheduled for next Monday, and he's gonna set it off for the week. But I'm gonna have multiple different artists coming in here. Nooney, I'm supposed to be. I talked to Wake. Burger's probably gonna be on the show. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And you know, just multiple artists that I know that's grinding or whatever. We're gonna be talking about all kinds of shit that has to do with like the music industry all next week. So that's gonna be a highlight. You guys can tune in next week. If you guys are into music, if you're into the music industry, if you're into artists, if you're into just who's got the best flow, who's the hottest thing, whatever. We're gonna be talking about all kinds of shit that has to deal with music. And as you all know, of course, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, by the way. I'm an artist. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. And so music is my life, okay? This is an extension of that. You feel me? But make no mistake about it. Music is my number one thing I love in this earth, more second to my kids, okay? And my family. You feel me? So, and that's something. But next week, we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to be interviewing Nooney Jr. Nooney Jr. is going to be calling into the show. I'm going to ask him a lot of questions about the industry. We're going to have some other artists on here. And it's going to be fun. So if you ever want to get an inside take on the industry or anything like that from people who actually doing the music and who's out here grinding and who's been on the stage with big people, you should tune into the show next week, all right? And that's what's going to be going on all next week. Hold on real quick before I sign off. LL, you just got me, baby.
Hi.
What's going on? I'm not even doing the after party, but what's popping with you?
Just getting out of class, have some projects to finish up. I know I've been missing a couple of shows. Got to catch them on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I will definitely tune in next week for the artist's take on the music industry so that I can also give my point of view on the music industry from a radio DJ's standpoint.
Exactly.
Because at the industry, everything is so screwed up.
It is. And I want you to talk about it from the radio point of view, because, you know, I'm not an FM radio host, but even just doing these kind of like internet radio shows, you know, some things do carry over and remain true even over here. You still got the shit where people are not out on their grind and they still expect something for nothing. And you feel me? A whole bunch of other little petty bullshit that goes on from even on this level. You feel what I'm saying? And so, but I'd like to get your perspective. You feel me? How's it going on the station down there anyway? How's it going?
It's actually going really good on the station. It's going really good, but, you know, the dream in radio is to be in a bigger market. You always want to go to a bigger market. But what I'm learning is that the more you advance, the more your creativity is diluted. And it doesn't necessarily sit well with me because in Panama City, I was given the opportunity to be myself. You know what I'm saying? It was like my alter ego on the radio, but essentially still a portion of me. It was half of me. And that's what people were drawn to, and that's why I ran the numbers the way that I did. And here it's totally different. It's like because they are a bigger market, it's like, you know, we want you to sound like New York, or we want you to sound like L.A. And when I listen to L.A. and New York, L.A. and New York doesn't have any personality. And I guess that's because, you know, there's so many people that they have to relate to. It's safer to just not be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a hard transition for me, but, you know, we get it in and we make it work. So it's not like you can't do it. It's just more of a transition. And, you know, of course I'm pulling it off, but it is harder. It's become work instead of the fun that I was doing in Panama TV.
I'm getting ready to sign off. But definitely we gotta make sure we get it to where you can get on the show next week and and talk about everything that's going on from that perspective. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna make sure we do that. Thanks for calling into the show tonight, and I'm getting ready to sign off. All right.
Of course.
All right. You guys be good. Thanks for tuning in to episode 154 of K100 Internet Radio. Thanks to everybody that tuned in on the phone lines. Thanks to everybody that called in and listened on the internet. And also thanks to everybody who listened to this as the podcast via the after the fact from iTunes or from the show page. Really appreciate it. And thanks for all the support. Catch us tomorrow for episode 155 and next week for Music Week. Holla at you. This is Blizzum. I'm checking out.